Thanks ever so much for that warm introduction, Frank. If I hadn't knew it was you, I would have objected and asked for somebody else, okay? But thank God for stepping up the mark once again. I say, my name is Eamonn. I'm a recovering compulsive gambler. I haven't had a bet in almost 33 years. I haven't taken an alcoholic drink in 27 years, and I haven't taken a drug in 27 years, you know? And the reason I say it is because, not to brag or boast, it's because for me it's unbelievable, and it's because I learned about sponsorship, steps, humility, integrity, principles, all these things. And I came to see that gambling was only a symptom of a problem, and I had to get down to all the other stuff that was unresolved. I'm going to talk a bit about principles. I'm going to talk about a loop. I believe we all have a loop, and I'll talk about that in a bit. When I first came to Gamblers Anonymous, I lived by certain principles when I gambled. I was selfish, I was self-centered, I was dishonest, I was full of total disregard for people, contempt. I could rationalize, I could justify anything. I was ego-driven, I was full of false pride, I was an actor, I could manipulate any situation or person. I was closed-minded, arrogant, defiant, obstinate, I was frightened. I played the martyr, I played the victim, I was judgmental, I was deluded, and I had no humility. That was the condition I came into Gamblers Anonymous, and my condition did not change. I still lived by them principles. And the reality is, Eamonn, if you live by them principles when you come to Gamblers Anonymous, you will fall on your sword. And I fell on my sword and I went back gambling. And I came back into Gamblers Anonymous again on numerous occasions. And I still wanted to live by my old principles. I had no humility and my mind was closed. And the reality is, once again, Eamonn, if you live by them principles, your own principles, and not these principles, you will fall on your sword. So I fell on my sword on many, many occasions. When I came back the next time, I was here to stay. And something happened. I started to learn about certain principles, you know. One of the things was, Eamonn, you're going to have to change. You know, and one of the principles was, instead of being full of contempt for any principle or anybody else, I had to become open-minded and I had to find a bit of humility. And I asked somebody to sponsor me. And after 6 years of being in GA, probably in the worst condition I was ever in my life, and I hadn't gambled because all that inner conflict was unresolved. But thank God I got taught about steps and principles. You know, it says 12 steps of recovery and 12 steps of unity. And them steps are principles, but in them is actually core principles, and I had to learn about them, you know. And in the steps, it says, what is the principle in step one? Now, people may have a different understanding, and there's nothing at all wrong with that at all. Like you, I'll tell you my understanding, you know. If it says practice these principles and the steps, then I need to find out what the principles are. I cannot practice principles if I don't understand them. And it's like, I understand about practicing steps, but that's not what it says. It says practice these principles in all of your affairs. How can I practice principles and all of my affairs if I do not understand the principles? So I had to come to understand, and I had to remain open-minded and teachable, you know. I'll say this as well, and this is very important. Do not listen to my story, right? Because I believe you'll miss the message. And I ask you to listen to the message and forget about the story, you know. And my message about principles and about a loop that I found, you know, within myself. What's the principles and the steps? I believe the first step talks about, it says surrender. What does it mean? It means, I mean, surrender to your addiction and there's surrender to life. That's what it means. Give up. Don't manage. Don't try and control. Don't try to pull. Don't try to push, especially in your own home, you know, within your own family, your wife, your partner, your children. They ain't going to do what you want them to do. So it talks about surrender. And then it says, you want in step two, it says hope. Never give up hope. Always have hope. Never give it up, you know, because there's times here you get feel full of despair and disillusion and you feel like throwing the towel in. It says never give up hope, you know. It asks you as well in step three, you know, it says commitment. I will say this here. I wasn't even committed really to my marriage when I came into Gamblers Anonymous. But after a period of time, I committed myself to the program. And then it made my marriage much, much more healthier. It was the first real commitment in my life, and that was the fellowship, the Gamblers Anonymous sponsorship and the steps. It says as well, it talks about, aiming and step four, it says try and practice honesty. The total abstinence of you trying to deceive yourself or any other human being. Try and practice that on a daily basis. Aiming, it says, try and practice truth on a daily basis. Aiming, try to practice willing to change on a daily basis. Aiming, when you fall short, try and practice humility. Aiming, and step eight, it says, reflect back. Have you hurt anybody? Have you done any damage? And nine, it says, aiming, amends. If you've harmed anybody, make amends or restitution. Aiming, and step 10, it says, on a daily basis, be vigilant. Aiming, do not watch anybody else. Watch aiming. That's what's important. 11, it says, practice attunement. And 12 says, aiming, practice service. Try carrying this message to the compulsive gambler. Do not try and carry the compulsive gambler until he gets the message. Now, that's just the principles within the steps, okay? But I want to break this here down even further. You see, what does it say? It says in the book, it says, Eamon, spiritual principles will solve all of your problems, not just the gambling problem. Again, how can I practice the principles to solve all my problems if I don't know what the principles are? It says as well, Eamon, practice these principles in all of your affairs. Now that's really, really important because when it says all of my affairs, it means Eamon, in Gamblers Anonymous, Eamon, in your home, Eamon, we will show you where to practice them, when to practice them, who with, and which principle that you need to apply. Then it says, Eamon, you need to discover principles by which one, Eamon, you, the individual, can live. Eamon, Gamblers Anonymous as a fellowship, and Eamon, Gamblers Anonymous as a whole. Part of that there is when it talks about Gamblers Anonymous fellowship and Gamblers Anonymous as a whole. This is why we have the unity steps and we have the principles on them steps to keep us right. Because what actually happens is no fellowship ever gets destroyed from without. Fellowships get destroyed from within. That's why we have the principles, the unity steps to keep us right, It says as well, Eamon, here's one of the toughest things. Here is the what they call the acid test. It says, Eamon, practice these principles in your home. That's the toughest place to practice these principles. And then I need to understand what principles do I need to practice. Now, I'll tell you this here. I'm married 37 years. I've got five boys. And to rear five boys is a challenge. And there's many, many times I've had to practice these principles. But I always like to go back to one time where I'll use this as an example. Remember, don't listen to the story, listen to the recovery and listen to the message. Many years ago, my five boys, two of them were 19 years of age, they're twins. One of the boys, his name is Eamon, after me. And I said to him when he was 19, I said, son, you have to start paying your way. And my son turns around to me and he says to me, Dad, you cannot expect me to pay. I didn't ask to be born. That's what he told me. And I said to my son, now, can you imagine what that's like for a father? Now, I said to my wife, listen, he needs to pay his way. I am not going to work to keep my son when he is working himself. My wife turned around and says, Eamon, you're earning more money than him. I think that you should keep him. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about that. This is where a bunch of the loop comes in. You see, I get triggered. Whenever I get triggered, what happens? I go on a loop. And I've realized I've went on a loop all of my life. And I think it's very important, Eamon, understand your loop and understand how that you react to these loops. What actually happened, one of my sons said to me, he says, Daddy, I don't want to pay. I shouldn't have to pay. And my wife backed him. And I feel as though my wife should have been on my page and she wasn't on my page. That, I'm afraid, is the reality of relationships and marriages. Sometimes the wife doesn't agree, and she'll not go on my page. So what happens there? The start of my loop is, I now want validation from my son to give me some money because I am doing a good job, and I want my wife to validate me as a person, as a human being, as a husband, as a father. But the reality is, she doesn't give me the validation, and my child, who's 19, didn't give me the validation. What happens then on my loop? I'm looking, I feel like I've been discarded for the good work I've done by my son and by my wife. I don't like to feel discarded, okay? What happens? I feel as though I'm not seen. That's what happens. All the hard work, the dedication, the commitment as a father, trying to have structure in my own home, I feel as though my wife doesn't see me, and I feel as though my son doesn't see me. What happens there? I get into over-analysing in my head. I overthink it. What happens? I'm very sensitive. Okay? I feel let down. What happens then? I want to get my way. What else happens? I want to over-talk it with my son. I want to overshare it with my son. I want to over-talk it with my wife. And I want to overshare it with my wife until it gets resolved. That is not a good idea. What else happens? I become needy. I need my wife to support me. I need my son to win some money. He has to pay his way. Okay, what else? I do not like to be misunderstood. What else happens? I get confused why my wife would back my son. I would get confused my wife's son would not want to pay his way. What else? I want to have the last word. That's what happens on my loop. And I've realized, Eamon, something happens here. What you have to do, you have to quit certain things because you react to certain things. What are the things that I need to quit? I'll tell you the things I need to quit because then I can have a much better life. What happens is, Eamon, you have to learn, do not look for validation. Eamon, in your life, you're going to be discarded by certain people. Get used to being discarded. Eamon, certain times in your life, you will feel like you're not seen and you won't be seen. Get used to it. Eamon, do not overanalyze anything and everything. Eamon, realize at times you're sensitive. Try your best to stop being sensitive. Eamon, stop trying to get things your way. Eamon, do not overtalk or over-explain to them. Eamon, do not be needy. Eamon, it is okay to be misunderstood. Eamon, it is okay to be confused. Eamon, you don't need to have the last word. You see, that's where I fall. So I realize these are the things that I need to change in me. And I says, Eamon, you're not getting your way with your wife or your kids. Here's where the principles start to come in. It says, Eamon, the very first principle of success is, Eamon, you cannot get angry. The very first principle. Why can I not get angry? The reality is because it distorts the picture. When I get angry, I start to play the tape and I get bitter, resentment, I want revenge, I get twisted. So it says, you cannot get angry. It distorts the picture, Eamon. Okay? And it says, Eamon, here's what you need to practice, and it talks about principles and a difficult situation like that. It says, Eamon, you have to try and practice this principle. Practice courage, not for them to change, Eamon, for you to change. Eamon, practice good nature. Eamon, here's a big one. Practice self-consciousness. Eamon, do not create a second wreckage. Be conscious of where you're going, the way your mind works. Be careful not to react. Be vigilant. Self-consciousness. Be aware of that. And it says, Eamon, even though your motive might be right that you're looking for your son to pay some money, the reality is, what does it say? It says, surrender. Even though your motive may be right, you're not going to get your way, you know? And then it says, Eamon, another principle is try giving instead of receiving. And it says, Eamon, see in difficult situations like this, here's what they apply. Apply a thing called Plut, Plut. Amen. Give your son patience and your wife patience. Hopefully they'll come round, okay? Amen. Your son is a twin that his brother has no problem weighing in, okay? He doesn't want to weigh in, he doesn't want to give you the money. Amen. Show them the same regards and the same quality and quantity of love. You see, it's very easy to love a very accommodating child. Not so easy to show love when they're not accommodating or not meeting your needs. Amen. Show them love regardless. Amen. Understand, your son is at whereabouts he's at. You need to change. You need to accept. Amen. Practice tolerance. Instead of trying to control or get your way, even though your motive may be right, amen, show tolerance. Amen. And it talks about how honesty, be open-minded, and be willing to change. That's what it says, right? Amen. And it says, try and practice kindness, generosity. These are the type of things that tell me. Humility, honesty. Try and practice your integrity as well when you're dealing with your kids. That's what it says, you know. It says, Eamon, see if you can do that. Things is going to happen in your life. And this blows my mind, because whenever I can apply the principles, here's what it says. I'm not making any stuff up. You can check it in the books if you want, like, do you know what I mean? It says, Eamon, you're gonna come to see a certain thing here. It says, you will come to accept many difficult things. You will not believe that you can accept them. And here's a massive thing as well. It says, Eamon, can you remember the principles you had whenever you first came to GN? You kept falling your sword. Here's what it says, and this is a brilliant one. It says, Eamon, do you see your new principles that you found? Honesty, integrity, open mind, wellness, whatever it may be. It says, Eamon, you cannot use them in your home like a force of rules or law. They are your principles. They are not their principles. You see, that's where I fall short. Because what happens is, like, I want to force them upon my children and my wife, and I want them to be a rule of law. And it says, you can do that. You know what I mean? So it says, as I said there, it says, you're going to come to see many things that has been difficult in your life. You're going to come to see, and you're going to accept them. The reality is, it all works out. I have to trust in God. I have to get him out of the picture. I can't force my rules. I can't force my way. The reality is, I'm a human being and I make mistakes. That's what happens, you know. So, and then it talks about, you know, I'll talk a wee bit about the principles, and because they're the principles that I have to work at. And as I said earlier, it says where to apply them. It says when to apply them. It says who to apply them with, and which principle. You see, I need to understand them, and they're in the book if you search for them, like, do you know what I mean? So I need certain principles, spiritual principles. It talks about it as well. It talks about principles and Gamblers Anonymous, you know. What does it say? It talks about Abraham Lincoln, you know. It says one of the principles, if we unity. It says if we don't hang together, folks, he says, be assured, he says, we'll all hang separately. We need to have unity within ourselves, and then we take it into our group. That's what happens. And sometimes in your group, when it comes to group conscience meetings, sometimes they don't go the way that you maybe want them to go. You know, you might get heated, you know. But it's about unity. And it's like, you know, the unity steps were read out. And what does it say? And this is very important. It says as well, because it talks about the principles, it says our leaders are but trusted servants. They don't govern. No matter how long that somebody is around, they're not the governor. The reality is, there's a thing called, it's called a group conscience. There is no such thing as a conscience of the group. But sometimes the elder members, they think, because I'm a long time around, you have to go through me, and my vote holds more weight. Unfortunately, that is not the case. That's what destroys fellowships. That's why we need the principles. You know what I mean? It talks about as well, principles before personalities. It means, Eamon, listen, I tell you, this is not about the personality. This is about stick to the principles. The guiding principles. You mean that's the reality, and that's what I have to do, you know what I mean? And It talks about, again, group conscience as well. It talks about as well members of the group. It says wise elder statesmen, people around for a long period of time, people that understand about traditions, they understand about the steps, sponsorship, and principles. They call them wise elder statesmen, but then it says sometimes they can stay in a position too long. And what can actually happen, instead of being a wise elder statesman, he becomes what's called a bleeding deacon. He believes the fellowship cannot function and survive without him. And this is why they say, do not stay in service too long. They pass the message over. And that's what I have to do, like, you know what I mean? So the reality is, it's like, as I talked to you earlier before, it's like I have to practice these principles, know where, when, and who. That's what I have to do if I want to survive. If I go back to my old set of principles, I will follow my sword. I've seen many a person that's went back gambling after a long period of time. I want to speak to them. I realize what happened. They wanted to live by their old principles. They were trying to get their way. It wasn't working. Unfortunately, they fell on their sword. And the book says, it says as well, and I'll say this and I'll finish that. It says most of us, who's around a long period of time, we'll come to a stage where we believe we can do without meetings, and we'll come to believe that we can gamble again. And the reality is that it says practice this principle. And the principle says, and I said it earlier, it says, Eamon, practice vigilance. Step 10 talks about vigilance on a daily basis. Eamon, do not watch anybody else. Eamon, continuously watch yourself. And folks, by living by the steps, sponsorship, humility, it's like, doing an inventory every day, trying to practice these principles. That is how I've survived. That is how I haven't had a bet for almost 33 years, an alcoholic drink in 27 years, or a drug in 27 years. And I just hope you got something from me. Thanks ever so much there.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Eamon. That was wonderful. That was wonderful. I love the way you categorize the steps. Simple. No technicality needed. Just simple words to express each step, each meaning. Oh, I love that. That was perfect for me. And it's so important that I understand what the steps truly mean, what they truly mean, especially the step 12, give service. I love the way you articulated that. You made them easy to do. You made them easy to understand. You made them easy for me to know what they mean. I could read them, I can understand them as I interpret them, but you made it so easy for me to know exactly what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. You made my way easier. Fantastic. Thank you so much. And you always inspire me when you speak. I love you. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Okay.
Elise.
Okay, Josh.
Compulsive gambling addict. My name is Josh. Yeah, wow, that was an incredible message. That was that you laid it out there. It's all solution, and it's important for a newcomer to come in here and hear the solution, because that's what it's about, man. That character change, that progressive character change that is ne necessary. And it tells us too in the big book that in order to recover, we need to get plugged into a power greater than ourselves, and we need it fast. Because, for me, by coming around meetings, I love coming to meetings. I love hearing spiritual people talk. I love hearing the solution. But if I'm not applying these principles and in my life, when I leave this room, nothing changes. I'm still that same self-centered, selfish prick when I was when I came in here. Not like I just put down the gambling, I put down the drugs, I put down the alcohol. The root problem is page 62. It tells me that I'm selfish, self-centered, driven by 100 forms of fear and self-delusion. I can't get out of myself. I can't stop thinking about myself, right? And I have the spiritual malady inside of me that only a power greater than myself can restore me to sanity. So I learned these principles in this program by having a sponsor, and then I go out there in the world and practicing them. And that's the complication for an addict like myself, because I have a thinking disease, right? So if I can't, if I can't get out of my own thinking, I'm giving myself that sick solution, and I did that for 36 years of living, and that, like you said it's family. So that's it, man. The family's the hardest. I got the wife, I got the kid, I got my family, my parents, but the brothers, that's where the principles, when I work those principles and I just stay out of my way and keep my mouth shut and let people be, then I protect my serenity and God flows through me, So I needed to hear that. That was lights out, man. Just grateful to be here. Thanks so much, Iman. God bless
Thank
you.
you, Josh. Thank you.
Luca.
Luca, compulsive gambler. Wonderful share, a wonderful speaker. Thanks for everything. As I just work on step one, and I, it's the loop is very familiar to me, and I find it interesting how I would sometimes tend to overanalyze emotions themselves, overanalyze the shame, overanalyze the fear, anatomically, neurophysiologically, whatever. And it's basically because of one thing, because I'm unable to accept that I'm a compulsive gambler and that my life is unmanageable. That's where I what I work on. And I find it interesting that I would rather try to solve the emotions. If I think about fear long enough, if I solve it, then I'm not a compulsive gambler. No, I can work on my emotions as with every day with a psychotherapist or whatever, and I'm still a compulsive gambler. And that's what's dangerous for me when I overanalyze emotions and try to solve emotions, that I forget the basic reason why I'm here, because I'm a compulsive gambler. And no amount of analyzing or feeling the emotions can change that. So that's a danger for me, at least. So thanks for your share.
Thank you, Luca. Great listening. Thank you, brother.
All right, David.
Hey, Dave S., compulsive gambler. Eamon, thanks so much for the share. I really was looking for an answer today, and I found it. The practice vigilance daily, I've definitely been wavering on. I'm on month five, and I'm starting to get to that mode where I don't need meetings, and I'm getting comfortable. And my son's mother, when you're talking about the wife, my son's mother really set me off this week. And when you mentioned the patience, love, understanding, and tolerance, I really need to integrate that because you said don't create a second wreckage, and that's kind of what I did. And then I looked at my journaling the last few days has been absent, and I'm starting to let that affect my recovery. I've been in and out of these rooms for over a decade, and I'm at the longest period of abstinence I've ever been at with 5 months. So I think the practice vigilance daily is really, really important. That is a hole in my game, and it's been a hole in my game for a very long time. I get comfortable, and then I think, well, you know what? I probably don't need to go to the meetings. I probably am okay. And you know what? Maybe if I played cards, it'd be different this time. And then every time I return, it's much worse than it was before. So thanks for that reminder, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Dave. Good to see you.
Honey.
Yes, thank you so much, Denise and Dan and Tony and Frank and you as well, Eamon. My name is Arnie Yal, and I accept the fact that I'm a compulsive gambler, and the last time I gambled, was August 12, 1985. How wonderful presentation of how to carry the message so clearly, so precisely, and so succinctly about the steps. Just, I'm so glad our paths have crossed, Eamon. What a wonderful, wonderful presentation. I just love your appreciation and gratitude for the steps and for this process and the way you presented it. I do hope I get to see you and hear you once again. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Arnie.
Okay, do we have anybody else? Come on, surely there's some. There you go. Thank you. Who is it? Is it Darren? Oh, is it, was it Frank? Oh, is it Darren? Okay, come on, Darren.
Thank you, Eamon. Beautiful share. I know when you were saying them about can't take the principles. Well, you take the principles to your home, and then other people are not following them. I really struggle, in the fellowship when I try and take them into the fellowship, and then people in the fellowship, I try and write that script, and I don't think it's my script. I think it's the script of the books, the 12 steps, this program, this miracle, this wonderful thing. And then sometimes passion just takes over. I've really enjoyed how you put it, and hopefully you've improved me today. Oh, I love you loads.
Thank you, John. Hope to see you soon.
All right, Dan.
Well, wow, Eamon, thank you so much for your great share. You did not disappoint at all. I had the privilege of being in Ireland last year for the convention out there. Didn't get to see you, but hopefully this time maybe in Scotland, but we'll see. But it was such a magical place, this Ireland, and everything about it, recovery seemed easy there. Everything about it just seemed wonderful. I know that I had an opportunity to spend some time in the city the last day, and it just was a little bit different than the countryside and everything, the beauty of the other side. So overall, amazing, amazing place, and I can see where you're coming from with all this. But this particular share today was, I felt it very personal to myself and to how I interact with my life and with my family, with my friends, with people around me. And it really brought up quite a few things that I need to think about it. Listen to your share once again. When, thank God it's being recorded, so we can look at that again. But I want to thank you so much for your service, for your commitment to this program, and to, like Denise and everybody else have said, to make this simple somehow. It's really not a complicated program at all, but I make it complicated with my own thinking and my own mind and things. But it's actually very simple, and the way you laid it out, it makes it even simpler. So appreciate you. Looking forward to everything else that comes next. And thank you, Emmy. Love you. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Dan. Hope to see you in Scotland.
All right, Frank.
One second, please. Trying to switch over to my picture. Give me a second. Sorry. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, stop. I'm along the path from the LA International Airport, but hopefully it won't impact us too much. Thank you, Eamon, once again for just an amazing share, some amazing insight. I always pick up something new and different each time I hear you share or I talk to you. And thank you for that. The message I got today, and I have a question to follow, is hey, bring it home. Bring it home. It's one thing to have all these amazing principles, guidelines, steps, life that I have today. And, I could be here at this meeting and maybe I'll get a certain amount of self-esteem coming from some of the service that I may or may not do over the years. And but how am I at home? How am I with my relationships, with a girlfriend, with my kids, my close friends? Do I, that's the first place that I have to to start with, and the most important place. That's home, that's family, and then spread it out. The question I ask myself and the question I ask everyone else here, if there was a Zoom camera on you 24/7 or when you're at home and you're talking to a partner, a spouse, or a child, or a friend or a partner on the phone, and we were listening in, would your conversation be the same that it is if we weren't? And I use that guide most of the time, unless some of my emotions crop up and I can't, you know, get to that guide quick enough to interact with this world. And it starts at home. And so what amazing reminder that I need to have, you know, because our relationships are a mirror of where we're at. And we get to see all the time. And our friends here in program and Zoom meetings may think, you know, certain way. How does our family think about us? What have they seen? What changes have I made? How do I use those principles that they even talked about? That's what's important. So thank you for bringing that home for me. And the question I have for you, 33 years in recovery in our program, and tell me what kind of challenges you face today that you may still be struggling with, and that, you know, that surprises you that you are. And is it your opinion that this is a kind of a gift and a blessing from God, that this specific issue, if there is one, just needs to be sat with and dealt with and have the patience for it to resolve or not even resolve, that maybe it just needs to always be there? How do you deal with that, if there is anything? And you know, what's your process for continuing to work through any specific challenge that you may still have today that you're surprised is still with you after all these years?
Frank, thanks ever so much. A lot to unpack in what you said there. First of all, am I the same guy here, you know, on the Zoom as I am during the day? Well, Frank, I'll tell you this here. I had a very challenging day. First of all, this morning I went to the gym and I parked the car outside these gates near the gym. And a guy came out and he says, look, listen, don't be parking there. You know, that's my property. So I moved the car back a little bit and I realized, you know, I walked away towards the gym and I stopped myself and I says, Eamon, listen, just move your car completely. There's a lot of cars there in his drive today, you know, his workplace. And I says, you know what, just move the car. And I just said to him, I said, excuse me, listen, I'm going to move the car. Now, thank God I did. As well, Frank, earlier on, I went for a cup of coffee with my wife and we had a few words. You know, I wasn't getting my way. She wasn't seeing life through my lens, through my eyes. You know, she said a few things and I said a few things. And I says, you know what, Eamon, make a decision here. Do you want to have a bad day or are you going to apologize for your behavior and tell her that you love her? And I apologized for my behavior and I gave her a kiss and I told her that I loved her. And Frank, I had a great day. Now, Frank, there's definitely challenges in my life. Everybody has challenges. I mean, when you're in a relationship, I think at times you fall in and you fall out. Times I fall in, I feel as though that I love my partner. There's other times I fall out. Sometimes, Frank, in a relationship, one of the biggest challenges for me is times in my relationship, I feel lonely. I feel lonely. Why is that? Because sometimes my wife has different priorities and maybe she doesn't see to my needs, you know, and certain times I think it should be a different way. And at times I feel lonely. And then what happens? I fall back in again. It's like if I realize, listen, my wife, we have two completely different lives. Doing my wife is crazy about the grandkids, about shopping, different things. My life is completely different. I do a lot of physical exercise. I take care of my spiritual well-being. My wife doesn't. She's got different priorities. I don't really watch too much TV. I don't watch too many soaps. My wife loves watching TV. She loves watching soaps. The reality is, when it's like that, I can feel lonely in my own relationship. Married 37 years. And it's like, the reality is, sometimes she doesn't have the energy. Sometimes the spark goes. Sometimes I wish she had the energy. Sometimes I wish that she had the spark. But the reality is she doesn't have the energy and she doesn't have the same spark as I have. So that is my greatest challenge today. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Anne.
Thank you, Denise. Thanks to everyone who's doing service and Compulsive Gambler. I just want to thank him, and what a great inspiration you are to me. I've heard you in a lot of other meetings and maybe Australia. I'm not too sure. I can't remember. Yeah, so grateful for your share. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jan. All the best, love. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Eamon. That was the most inspirational share I have heard in quite a while. But I love your share because you come with passion. You come with life. You enjoy what you're doing. You enjoy where you are. You enjoy what GA has given you. You know, and I feel it all over when you speak. It's just a wonderful place to be when you're talking about it, because I hear exactly what you're feeling. I feel what you're saying. So it's a wonderful place.